Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Scale Up Method, where we teach you to reach the next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Too many business owners are stuck trying to do everything themselves, and their businesses are suffering as a result. And I don't want you to be one of those people. I'm Allison Maslin, and my company, Pinnacle Global Network, has helped thousands of business owners scale their companies by using my framework, the Scale Up Method. All business owners face similar challenges when it comes to growth. So on this podcast, we are delivering the tactics you need to finally reach your next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Today, we're talking about execution, the fifth and final component of my Scale Up Method, in which we teach you the skills you need to scale your company. Now, execution is all about the systems you are putting in place in order to accomplish your goals faster with less hands-on work from you, the CEO. And it is crucial to have this final step in our method because, you know, everything else is about strategy and team and nothing happens unless you put it into action. And this is where everything pays off and you start to see results. So to help me explain the concept of execution, we are joined by one of our wonderful CEO mentors at Pinnacle Global Network, Louis Ortiz, who's going to turn the tables on me today and interview me about execution. All right, I'm excited for you to hear this last episode in our Scale Up Method series. So enjoy the episode. So let me introduce to you our guest host today. And his name is Louis Ortiz. And Louis is actually one of the mentors on our team at Pinnacle Global Network. We've got 14 mentors. They've all run very successful companies. They've been in the trenches. And so I'm really excited to have Louis on the show with me today. So Louis Ortiz is the CEO of a nationally recognized real estate company that has over $145 million in personal sales and leads a dynamic growing team with offices in the Southwest. And for 16 years, Louis also ran a manufacturing company of high-end custom acrylic aquariums for zoos, public aquariums, and consumer use worldwide. So he has scaled a global company and now is doing it again. And so we really love having him on the team. So Louis, welcome to the Scale or Fail Show.
Thanks, Allison. So great to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you've been with us for a few years now in Pinnacle, yeah. And you've not been on the show, so.
Well, thanks. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. So today we're going to be talking about execution and getting things done. So I'm just going to hand it over to you, Louis.
Yeah, so execution, such a great topic. And Allison, can you share with us maybe where does execution fall in the Scale It Method?
Yeah. So, and just kind of an overview of the Scale It Method for some of you that have not listened to the show before. So the Scale It Method is something that I have developed and then my team and I have evolved over many, many years in being a business owner for 37 years now. What I realized is that just working 24/7 does not work. You know, that hustle is great, but after a while you burn out and there's only so many hours in the day. And I learned from experience years ago after hitting the wall and, you know, then seeing so many business owners create great traction, but then hit their own wall and not be able to get over it. So the Scale It Method is a formula that I've used personally. We've literally used with so many business owners, countless business owners, and it truly is life-changing. So it encompasses five pillars that you must have to scale. So strategic vision, you know, where are you going? Cash flow, the oxygen of your business. Alliance of the team is all about building that incredible team, having A players on your team and top culture. And then leadership is all about you, the CEO. How are you showing up in your life? How are you showing up in your business on the mindset side and being that great leader? And then execution, which is our theme for today, is really about where the rubber meets the road. where do we move from planning to actually making it happen? And, you know, that's obviously where the results come in.
Yeah. Oh, so, awesome. What is execution actually?
So, Louis, I mean, and you know this with your clients, and it's really about putting your plan into action. And to execute, you want to do it in the most streamlined way possible, because, you know, most business owners, we can easily go in circles and spend so much more time than we need to on a project. So it means strong systems and processes so that you're not recreating the wheel over and over. I mean, sure, you see that, Louis, with business owners, is that they're just spending way too much time on projects.
We see that a lot. It's a really common problem. And you know, that direction, they don't really know which is the most efficient way to execute. So see that.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's something we really work with our clients on, to have clear benchmarks, clear KPIs. So key performance indicators, so that not only you, but your team knows, what does success look like? You know, what's the accountability? How do you know you're getting things done, your team's getting things done in a timely manner, using tools in the most efficient way? And then getting clear on, okay, so this is the plan. And then when is it going to happen? Is it in Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4? So it's really about real traction moving forward, you know, the opposite of the spinning in the circles.
Yeah. You know, Allison, I know that you've seen this a lot. And through all the different businesses that you've worked with, what are some sure signs that a CEO isn't executing efficiently?
Well, I think when goals are not being met, when the company is stuck and not growing, and we do have clients that have come to us, even at that $3 million level, and you might think, well, that's doing pretty well, but okay, we've been there for 10, 20 years. The CEO is exhausted, burned out. They're not delegating properly. So either they're still doing way too much of the work themselves, or employees are not super clear on what success means for them. So, you know, and then, you know, you're really not setting them up for success. So chaos is apparent. There's mistakes, there's unhappy clients. And the plan is more like, oh, well, let's just try this, or, you know, let's see how this goes. And so it's really getting, you know, helping them to get a real clear step-by-step plan. And then sometimes that plan will change, like in COVID, right? Where you know, and everybody's got to be on the same game plan.
You know, and on that, Allison, I'm curious, you know, when can you tell if it's a vision problem or an execution problem?
Yeah, you know, I think that's an interesting question, right? I think they go really hand in hand, Louis. So vision is, where are we going? Execution is, how are we getting it done?
Yeah.
You know, I think vision is more the bigger picture, and the execution is, okay, let's make this happen. So, but you need both, because if you don't know where you're going, then you probably aren't going to get there, or it's going to take a lot more time, maybe years and years more. So having that clear vision and a team that knows that the vision's critical to have the powerful execution. And that's why in the Scale It method, all of these five pillars, strategic vision, cash flow, team, leadership, execution, they all go together, and they're essential part of the method that's helped me scale. So I think it's, you know, you can't have one piece. It's not like parts of a car, right? It really is a holistic approach to business.
Yeah. It's such a great, the Scale It method is such a great comprehensive plan for business owners, and really love it a lot. You know, how do things change when you teach clients actually how to execute? How does it change their business and their life?
Yeah, I think it's at first when you're talking, and for those of you listening, you might relate, you know, when someone says, hey, let's look at a different approach. Let's pull this apart. Let's look how much time you're really spending on stuff that you don't need to. I mean, I have found, I've been able to look at someone's calendar and probably take 60 to 70% off their plate just by seeing how they're working in their week. So the first thing that happens is they start getting their life back. You know, it's just like, oh my God. And we've had clients say, I don't know what to do with myself. I, you know, they're so used to doing all these things. So, and then the other side of it is you just become more productive. And we've had clients say, you know, I get about 5 years worth of work done in 1 year. So you get your life back, you get more done, you're happier, you have a happier team. Because the team feels like, you know, they have a plan that they're following. You don't have to keep redoing things because you keep making mistakes and having to do it over and over. I mean, not to say there aren't mistakes. I mean, we're all human, but it's like walking into a fairly clean house after being on vacation. That's kind of a nice feeling. Like you don't want to come home from vacation and it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
And you also have a much bigger sense of accomplishment. And I think that really feels good.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Now, if you are a CEO or founder and you're ready to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, join me for a free masterclass where we teach you the 5 critical phases you've got to know in order to scale your business to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. You're going to leave knowing exactly where you are in the scaling process, what you need to do to get to the next level in business. And then I'm going to give you the 15 scalable models that the most successful companies use to make hundreds of millions to even billions of dollars. So head over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today, and I will see you there.
You know, with all the businesses that you've worked with, how much of execution would you say is mindset versus actual logistics, you know, the nitty gritty?
Yeah, again, I think it's a real combination of both. I would say it's a mindset in a sense that the getting stuck in habit. People often fall back into their ways of managing situations, managing stress. Like if you're under stress, you're kind of like, oh, I'll just do this. This is what I know. But it keeps creating the same cycle, vicious cycle. Yeah. And even if the business owner knows they need to delegate, they often think, I'll just do this myself. But then the company doesn't grow because they can't scale that way. So letting go is really a big mindset thing. It's trust, especially because you put your, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in the business. So it's scary. So I would probably say that, you know, if I were to look at percentages, it's probably 60% mindset, 40% of the nitty gritty, which is systemization, clear cut decision making, which ties back to mindset, of course.
Yep.
And then strategic execution, you know, systems and processes, meeting deadlines, you know, really laying out that solid plan.
Yeah. You know, Allison, you have scaled an amazing company. You know, Pinnacle, you've done such an amazing job with that. In your own personal experience and maybe with other CEOs that you've worked with, what would you say holds people back from executing?
Yeah, I think a little to what I alluded, what I shared just in this previous question is that letting go. I think being the control freak, you know, and I can say, yeah, I definitely have had my control freakishness times in my business career. The other is not focusing on your strengths and hiring. You really want to hire towards your weakness and focus on your strengths. I think a lot of business owners feel like they need to learn everything. I think you need to know. You need to know the different areas of your business, but you don't need to do all of those things. So hire people that is their strengths. Okay. So that's one. Another thing is that as your business scales, you know, when you go from 500,000 to 1 million to 3 million to 5 to 10 and on up, it's a different business. at each level. So systems and processes have to change. When you're smaller, there's only a few people that need to understand the plan. As you grow, there's a lot more people involved. So there's communication in that is, you know, in new ways, and especially with technologies, so many different ways to keep people on board. But it's definitely more of an art as you grow. And if you have gaps in your business that you haven't dealt with that were sort of small fires, as you grow, they become big fires if you don't address them.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just being those two things I'd say, being the control freak, holding on way too long, and then also understanding that you almost need to reinvent your business at each new level.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you had that experience, Louis, in your businesses too.
Absolutely. And I've seen that with a lot of people. You know, they tend to hit that ceiling and they just struggle getting past that ceiling or how to get to the next level. So and that, yeah, that's
I think yeah, it's over. Habit. You know, yeah. it's what you know. Like we do what we live in our comfort zone. And not because we're trying to be lazy. It's just, you know, that's why mentoring is so important, to work with people that have been there and done it, because you just keep hitting, you just keep looking at it the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
and I've seen so many businesses where they have this limiting belief that maybe they can't take their business to the next level or they don't know how, and they just need a little helping hand to kind of get them there. And I think that's so important.
Oh my gosh. That's such a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. I think that is true. We put a ceiling on ourselves. And so to have somebody else be that lighthouse to say, well, why not a $10 million, $50 million, $100 million company and up? And you just kind of say, well, I had never thought of that, or I never thought of approaching it this way, you know, because we just keep recycling those same thoughts over and over. So no wonder we stay stuck.
Yeah. I'm curious, Allison, what would have helped you grow faster or maybe better? Or what do you wish you would have known then that you know now when scaling?
Yeah. I think I made all those mistakes many times myself. So I'm definitely speaking from experience. I used to make the mistake that couples would make in relationships of, well, I thought they knew that, you know, yeah. I thought they read my mind of what we needed to do, you know, so. I think I've had to really learn to get all of the, you have to get all the things out of your head as a CEO. Like you could have the vision, but if the team doesn't have the vision, then it's sort of pointless.
Yep.
Everybody has to be on board with that. And so I think communication is huge. And the other is hiring forward is what I call it. And I talk about that in the Scale or Fail book. And that means, you know, oftentimes we're so afraid to hire because we think, oh my gosh, well, that's going to cost X amount of dollars and I don't have that money. So I'm just going to keep doing it. And then what happens is that you're losing way more money than it would cost you to hire that person because you're staying stuck. So you're actually creating what you think you're protecting yourself from.
Right.
And so hiring forward means to look at the people that you bring into your company as revenue generators, like they're actually driving growth and not as a cost center, but as a revenue generator. And I did finally get this as the years went by in my business, that I really saw that if you hire strong people and you put them in positions that you want the company to grow, it will just take off. So fast.
Yeah.
But ultimately, a team member should bring in 3 to 10 times what their salary is, and could be in revenue, could be in productivity, could be in just taking things off of your plate. So I think those things, like we're waiting for the perfect time, but know that if you have that great team member on, you know, even a couple of months, that they will often be paying for themselves in that very short period of time.
Yeah. I think that hiring a conversation is so important. And when you talk about execution, it's one of the items that enables CEOs to execute is making the right hiring choices. And it's such an important conversation.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think, you know, so many business owners feel like they need to do it alone and figure it out themselves. And what are you going to do? What's the saying? You know, you keep trying the same thing over and over and hoping for a different result is absolute insanity.
Yeah.
And so it's really getting support is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Yeah, totally. You know, how can CEOs ensure that their vision is getting executed every day, even when they're not there?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because the whole point of the Scale It method is to build a scalable company. And a scalable business is one that can operate successfully without you, the business owner. And when I tell business owners that, Louis, they often look at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, are you from Mars? You know, but it's true, because if the business can't function without you, how is somebody going to want to buy it? Right? Because you're not going to come with it. And so it's really learning to build a team managed company. And that's, you know, when you build the company to continually replace yourself, then you can leave. You can go on vacation. You can open another business. You can do other ventures, and you know the business is continuing to thrive.
Yeah.
So I think using the Scale It method, getting the support where we support our clients to do this, and just so many examples of that. But just, you know, our Marshall, who's now on our team, was in Pinnacle for 3 years and was working 60 hours a week, no vacation for 20 years. And now works in his business 90 minutes a week. So he's grown from 35 to 85 employees. So it's not like they don't have stuff going on. They're having rapid growth, but it's not depending on him. And that's a scalable business. That's one that the value of the business will go way up.
Yeah.
So I think that's key, is having that right team in place. And then the other thing I would say is that you as the CEO, I think with my role in Pinnacle, is just constantly reminding the vision, you know, of the team, bringing that in. Here's the why. This is our why. You know, and so I think for you listening right now is this, you cannot talk about the why. You can't over talk about it. It's something that has to be in the deepest cells of the business is the why that carries through.
Yeah. Well, Allison, this has been great. And I just want to say, you know, I really enjoy being a part of Pinnacle, and I share this with people all the time. I see the life-changing impact that the group makes on not only people's businesses, but on their lives. And it's just such a wonderful organization to see that. It's so hard for some entrepreneurs sometimes, because they need a little bit different perspective. And sometimes just one idea can totally change their trajectory of their future. So such an amazing organization. So proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, thank you. And it's so true. You know, sometimes it's just like that one thing and you go, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't see that, you know, but you could go years and years, and then that one thing could just, you know, be the real multiplier. So anyway, thank you, Louis. And again, for those of you that are listening and you're out there and you're doing your thing, remember to elevate yourself, because you are worth it. And check out our other episodes, and you deserve it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Allison. Bye, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Scale It Method. A quick reminder about our free masterclass. If you want to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, and you're ready to get the support you need to do it, sign up for my masterclass today. And during our time together, I will teach you the 5 critical phases you must know in order to scale to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat, and I'll see you there.